Hoy empezamos el programa con nuestra colaboradora Silvia Cerrada, que en la sección Entre Ser y Entrevistar de Radio Dos Luces entrevistará a Ahmed Abuta, encargado de salud para el mundo árabe de Asibadem, una organización turca que presta servicios médicos en todo el mundo, para hablar un poco sobre la problemática en Palestina.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches. Nos encontramos hoy de nuevo entre ser y entrevistar. Y vamos a dar la bienvenida a Ahmed Abuta, que es el representativo para el mundo árabe de Asibadem en Jerusalén, Palestina. Vamos a hacer la entrevista en español y en inglés. Welcome, Ahmed.
Thank you.
Welcome to this little part of this piece. Thanks very much for accepting the invitation.
Thank you.
And I will start with the first question, first in Spanish, as we have agreed, and then in English. ¿Cuál es tu trabajo? Can you please tell us a little bit about your role, your job?
Yes, I live in Palestine, Jerusalem, and I am responsible about the Palestinian and Arab patients who are traveling for medical treatment in Turkey from all over the Arab world, but basically and starting from the Palestinian patients. We focus on the patients who does not have treatment in Palestine, especially the children who need major operations like liver transplantation and cancer and other operation which does not take place in Palestine because of the availability and many other things. So we do all the arrangements for them to go to the hospital and get the treatment that every case need.
Thank you. Sí, Ahmed nos ha dicho que su trabajo, básicamente como responsable para la empresa Asibadem, destacada para el mundo árabe, él actúa desde Palestina y particularmente pues, se dedica a facilitar tratamiento para aquellos niños y para cualquier palestino que puedan tener una serie de necesidades muy específicas y serias. Como puede ser, por ejemplo, el trasplante de hígado y el otro tipo de situaciones crónicas, y facilita todos los arreglos para que sean trasladados a Turquía, donde son vistos y tratados. Thank you. ¿Qué acción estás realizando junto con tu equipo de Asibadem en Palestina en estos momentos? Can you please tell us a little bit what kind of action are you doing with your team? Currently with Asibadem in Palestine, what kind of action are you putting in place at this situation?
Yes, before the war, because now it's somehow it's very dangerous, we used to arrange every 2 or 3 months a team from Asibadem Healthcare Group, a medical team with the professors and the surgeons coming to Palestine to do free consultation for the children, for the patients. So actually we bring the patients, we make the consultation with the team, and after that we are taking decision with the medical team about every case, about the kind of treatment every case need. So we collect donation for the children who need major operations in Turkey. Basically, it's from our community, from our people, relatives, friends. We talk to them, we show the case, we talk about the case, and we show the formal papers from the hospital, which say about the treatment needed, about the operation, and the how long they have to stay and the cost and everything. So we have managed to take like more than 16 children for liver transplantation in Turkey, and we collected for them the money, the cost from the people. We ask from the people to send their donations directly to the hospital account, and after that to send the transfer receipt for us, just to make this donation with the accountant for every special case.
Thank you. Sí, Ahmed nos dice que antes de que sucediera esta guerra entre Palestina e Israel, cada 2 o 3 meses solían venir a Palestina su equipo desde Turquía para facilitar una consulta gratuita por medio de las donaciones que reciben desde Turquía de amigos y de personas de la comunidad que hacen sus donaciones. Y son unas donaciones que van directamente a la cuenta corriente del banco. En estos momentos ha sido posible que se realicen 16 trasplantes de hígado a niños. Yo quisiera preguntarte, Ahmad, en estos momentos, ante esta situación, nos dices que ha sido posible hacer 16 trasplantes de hígado a niños. ¿Cuál es la mayor urgencia? Now you just told me that you have been able yourself and your team to practice a liver transplant into 16 children. Is there any other major and urgent actions that you are actually accomplishing as well?
You mean with the meantime?
Yes, under this current situation.
In the meantime, during this war, now we are all our concentration and focus is on Gaza and the war. There is thousands of children in Gaza now need treatment. Now we are not talking about hospitals that they need every kind of help, but let's talk about the children who need treatment, the injuries and the patient themselves. Firstly, and the only thing we have managed to do until now, because we are not, nobody is allowed to do anything until today. So we have managed just to contact the Turkish government to take the children's cancer who was treated in the Turkish cancer center in Gaza, the only center for cancer treatment in Gaza, the Turkish center, which was bombed by the Israeli army. So those children, there's no any kind of treatment for them, for chemotherapy and other kind of cancer treatments. So we make video and we send it to the Turkish news. It was published and it reached to the Turkish president, Mr. Erdogan. And the president, he made decision for the Minister of Health to take those children, and we witnessed on the TV and the social media that those children, Palestinian cancer children, was taken to Turkish hospital, and even the government and the president, the minister, they went and saw them. So this is the only thing we could do until now. But we are ready whenever it is okay, whenever we are allowed, whenever it's safe, we will bring doctors from all over, from Turkey, from Jordan. We are talking to many different doctors from many different countries, and all of them, they said they are ready to come. We will take them to Gaza inside if we can, or outside, wherever they allowed us to go, and we will do our best to help in any kind of help for those children and injuries. If we will have the possibility to take as much as we can from them to Turkey for treatment, this will be our major aim.
Thank you, Ahmed. Sí, Ahmed nos dice que en este momento nadie puede hacer apenas nada. Tan solo aquellos niños que han sido tratados en Turquía o sea, a través de, digamos, del concordato, ¿no? De los arreglos con Turquía, en el hospital de Turquía en Gaza, y que han sido tratados de cáncer. Ellos han podido realizar la grabación de un vídeo que ha sido enviado al primer ministro Erdogan y este a su vez al ministro de Salud en Turquía, y de esta manera eso ha facilitado que han tomado unas decisiones urgentes para que estos niños puedan seguir tomando su tratamiento contra el cáncer y puedan ser beneficiados de ello y recuperar la salud. En el momento que toda esta situación pase, están absolutamente abiertos y dedicados a colaborar con quien sea para poder facilitar más ayuda a todos aquellos que lo necesiten. Bueno, en estos momentos hemos visto que algunos hospitales en Gaza han sido atacados. ¿Cómo puede trabajar ACIBADEN? We have just witnessed in the news that some of the hospitals in Gaza, from Indonesia, from Turkey, from different hospitals, they have been bombarded. And we just wonder how ACIBADEN and your team can operate on this situation.
No, we will not make any operations in Gaza. It's not possible. Actually, now in Gaza, even the Palestinian doctors, they are not able to make any kind of operations because there is no operating rooms at all. And some urgent operations, they do it in the halls of the hospital. Anyway, they can do small operations, and everything they are doing without anesthesia. Even they make amputation for arms, legs. They make operations, neurosurgeries in the head, in the backbone, all kind of operation now without anesthesia, even for children. So there is no operating rooms, there is no anesthesia, there is nothing where you can do an operation. So we will do our best to make the possible treatments, and we will work on taking those patients to us, to Turkey. So we have to do a huge arrangement now with all sides. Actually, it will be with the Turkish side, with the Israeli side, with the Palestinian side, with the Egyptian side. You can imagine how messy it is.
I really, really is such a desperate situation from what you're telling us as well, and from what we are collecting from the news, is such a desperate situation, obviously.
Desperate for normal people, but not for Palestinians.
I'm pretty sure it has been actually a tough lesson being given to the world. Sí, está diciendo que es una situación absolutamente desesperada la que él nos estaba contando y la que vemos en las noticias. Las operaciones en este momento que se están haciendo en Gaza son incluso difíciles para los médicos palestinos, de manera que incluso están operando tanto a niños como a personas mayores sin anestesia en el hall de los hospitales. Ellos desearían y están haciendo una labor prácticamente diplomática, intentando llegar a acuerdos con Egipto y Turquía para poder facilitar tratamiento médico. Efectivamente, como él decía, esto es una situación desesperada para todo el mundo, pero no para palestinas. Para los palestinos, y en eso la verdad que nos están dando una lección al mundo. Yes, sí, yo quisiera preguntarte también qué acción podéis realizar en estos momentos, además de estas, como nos has contado, estas dificultades en Gaza, ¿qué otro tipo de servicios médicos podéis presentar? Now you have given us a very good overview of the situation in Gaza. Perhaps your role is pretty much in creating a sort of good links and establish a good diplomatic arrangement with other countries, with Egypt and Turkey. So what medical arrangements, what kind of medical action are you being able to do at this at the present?
Nothing. We are just preparing. Now we can only talk to the doctors in order to be ready whenever, because it could end anytime. Inshallah, we hope it will end soon. So whenever it happens, we have to be ready. So we are preparing the doctors to get ready to come and start working here as much as possible. We have talked to the Turkish government. We have talked to some Egyptian part of the Egyptian government in order that we are ready to come whenever it is possible. Now it's only to be prepared and ready, but we never know when it will happen. So we have to be ready, actually. That's all. Unfortunately, we couldn't do anything, and nobody, even governments now, the United Nations was meeting before a few minutes. They couldn't do anything. They are trying to make meetings since 4 or 5 days, and they couldn't. It was postponed by the American side every day. So nobody is allowed to do anything.
Thank you. Sí, nos decía que en estos momentos, dramáticamente, nada se puede hacer. No puede hacer absolutamente nada. Simplemente estar listos, estar preparados, preparar al personal, preparar el equipo necesario, establecer contactos y conversaciones con Turquía, con el gobierno de Turquía, con algunas autoridades egipcias, porque incluso Naciones Unidas, con quien acaba de tener una conversación hoy, no puede realizar ningún tipo de establecer ningún tipo de facilidades para que pueda haber en ayuda médica, simplemente porque Estados Unidos está prolongando estas acciones y estas conversaciones y estos contactos. Now, en este contexto actual estamos hablando y fijándonos mucho en las necesidades médicas, que son muy importantes y serias, como decías, el cáncer. Pero no podemos olvidar que la situación es extraordinaria y que la salud mental es un asunto también que tratar. ¿Hay algo que podéis hacer en este momento en cuanto al tratamiento de la salud mental?
The situation, the overview you give me about and the insights really much in depth and is really, really illustrative about the tough situation the people from Gaza particularly they are going through is a matter of an emergency. But in spite of that, this is actually in a belligerent situation where there is another issues as well related to mental health. Is there anything that can be put in place just to deliver any sort of mental health training, mental health support? Is that something that can be done, or is there something that you have thought about it?
Actually, it is very complicated situation. It's more than complicated. Now, you talk about mental health situation for a child who got a trauma. But what could be done for a child who lost home, who lost all his family, who lost part of his bodies? Who lost all his country? He lived with no water, no food, running from place to another, seeing dead bodies, parts of bodies everywhere. What kind of mental health can help this person or human being? He will never forget those views. I think we should first try to treat them. And I don't know if in mental health science there is something who can really help in this situation, because what's going on now there, it's something really cannot be described in any way, and it's unbelievable. You can't, yani, those children and women who martyrs, their bodies, nobody can reach those bodies and bury them. There is hungry dogs who is feeding on those bodies in the streets. How can we mentally try to fix those views? Who saw this issue, this thing, will never be normal human being. He will never can forget these things. No matter what we can do for them. No, not you, not me, nobody can help. I don't think, but what I really know and believe that our people, if they wasn't good believers, if they wasn't brave enough, they wouldn't stand until today. Our people in Gaza don't care, actually, if the war continue another 1 month. They want victory. They don't want this blood of their relatives and their children and their parents and families to be lost for nothing. So they are insisted for victory. I'm not talking about politically or about Hamas or anybody. I'm talking about the people who is suffering, really suffering and being teared apart. So they need treatment, yes, they need help, they want food, they want to drink, but they want to live. But not to live like before. Because this generation was born under siege. 17 years, they are not allowed to go out or work or doing anything, or they are not allowed to dream even like normal human. So they want to end this, no matter how many will die. Because we know, as Muslims, whoever who died in this war, he was supposed to die because his life ended by Allah in the specific day and minute. So he was supposed to die in any way, even if there was no war. But we thank Allah that they have died as martyrs, not in any way else. Because no one die without his time is finished anyway. So they died as a martyr, and it's something from Allah.
It is a sort of overwhelming description that you have made, just to give it to the audience and to whoever wants to listen to your testimony. Is really, really overwhelming. Nos decía Ahmed que cómo se puede tratar la salud mental cuando, por ejemplo, un niño no solamente puede tener problemas de salud mental, sino si, como en este caso, niños que han perdido su casa, que no tienen a nadie, absolutamente a nadie, y que corren de un lado para otro desesperado, donde en un escenario en el que hay trozos de cuerpos por todas partes, todas estas imágenes van a ser muy difíciles para ellos olvidar. Es muy, muy difícil el poder describir, ¿no?, toda esta situación, porque, entre otras cosas, no hay nadie que tenga la posibilidad de acceder allí y enterrar los cuerpos. Se pueden ver imágenes dantescas y dramáticas como, como perros que se alimentan de, de trozos de carne humana que están sembrados por todas partes. Además de eso, es difícil entenderlo todo eso. Solamente es comprensible, en su opinión, entenderlo desde el punto de vista de la fe, de que los palestinos tienen un gran arraigo a su fe, independientemente de su religión, sean musulmanes o sean cristianos. Están convencidos de que todo esto forma parte, de alguna manera, ¿no? Bueno, pues de una experiencia de vida y del decreto de Dios, de Allah. Y por lo tanto, pues están dispuestos a que esto, en su empeño, la pérdida de sus familiares no haya sido en vano. Están dispuestos a continuar, y esto no es una continuación que tenga que ver con facciones o con lados políticos, es una continuidad dentro de su fe y dentro de un sentido común que ellos interpretan que ya está bien y que necesitan hacer un alto a estos 70 años de fatigas, de dificultades, de no poder vivir una vida con normalidad y de no poder siquiera soñar como cualquier otra persona. Thank you very much, Ahmad. Let me just, perhaps we can look into what other parts. You have mentioned a few governments and few institution authorities you're cooperating with. Are you working or are you operating as well? When you talk about your teamwork, you are operating with other people. Let me just introduce first in Spanish, because I missed my turn first. So I can introduce what this question actually in Spanish, or I'll let you to answer. Sí, quería decir, me perdonan porque haya cambiado el orden de las preguntas, pero lo que yo le he preguntado y lo que quiero que me gustaría que me contestase en estos momentos es, cuando él nos estaba hablando, Ahmed, de su trabajo en equipo, nos ha mencionado el nombre de algunas entidades, el nombre de algunos gobiernos, de algunas autoridades y responsabilidades, pero si nos puede hacer una descripción en qué consiste su equipo de trabajo, con qué entidades trabaja. Yes, Ahmad. So please, can you tell us, please, how do you form your team? What entities? How is the operational of your team?
Actually, in our situation, anybody who wants to help, he's part of the team. But actually, I want to say something like, unfortunately, all the NGOs and UNs in Palestine, who lived in Palestine since so many years and got benefit a lot from Palestinian situation, they didn't do anything. These organizations who were supposed to work in this situation in Gaza, they was the first people who ran from Gaza. And even those UN schools for refugees in Gaza, they didn't give food or water for the refugees, although it was in their stores. So we are not going to cooperate with any of the organizations in Palestine. As individuals and as our organizations in Palestine and Turkey, as a Palestinian community, we will work and we will do our best to help. So we are also in contact with doctors, as I mentioned before, from Turkey, and we have also good contacts with the Spanish hospitals, such as big hospitals, such as Quirón Salud, and we will also contact them and ask them to help if they want to help. So we will offer, it's an open offer to everyone who want to help, because it is the biggest investment in our lives to treat and help those children. And it is our major objective right now. And we are open and ready to cooperate with anybody who really want to help. So our team, no limit for our team. We are part of the huge team of people from all over the world who really have good intentions, good heart, and want to help.
Thank you. Sí, dice que realmente el equipo, bueno, para poner la situación un poco de su equipo en contexto, ¿no? Muy relacionado con organizaciones no gubernamentales que de manera habitual están en Palestina y que se benefician de alguna manera, ¿no? Pues de y que forma parte de alguna manera, pues también el objetivo de su trabajo es trabajar con los palestinos en Gaza particularmente. Han sido precisamente los primeros que han huido en el momento que se inició la guerra. La Escuela de Naciones Unidas, por ejemplo, para los refugiados, no está facilitando tampoco alguna cosa. Como individuos, sí que de manera individual sí que hay trabajo, por supuesto, en Palestina y en relación con Turquía, que sobre todo está elaborando grandes contactos directos con profesionales de la salud, con médicos, tanto en Turquía como decimos, y en España. Por ejemplo, por nombrar en España, la Clínica Quirón. Pero desde luego no es que esto forme parte de algún tipo de criterio o requerimiento. Ellos están absolutamente abiertos a trabajar con cualquiera, sea individual, sea institución, porque realmente lo que les interesa es ayudar al tratamiento de los niños, de manera que no hay límites para este equipo. So, thank you, Ahmed. Me gustaría preguntarte, ¿hay alguna página web o algún sitio donde la gente que estuviera interesada en ponerse en contacto contigo o con tu organización puede hacerlo, algún correo electrónico o algo que nos puedas facilitar? Based on what you just said, that your work is open, your teamwork is open for everyone who like to join in and cope as individuals, as institutions, you know, just playing different roles that we have basically, I think, quite well described. Is there any website or any way that they can contact you, they can contact your organization just to basically make some arrangements, what kind of support they can give it in a form of a volunteer, in a form of a donation, however it is like. Can you provide us any details?
Yes, I can send to you if you want all kind of details. Our project name is New Life, actually. So we pray to God and we hope that we can provide a new life for those children, a new hope. We can wipe tears as much as we can. So it is, as I said, it is our biggest investment. And everybody is welcome to join. Yani soon, inshallah, we will get also license from the government. Next week, maybe we will get the license, and in order, as I said, to be ready. So we are getting prepared from many different ways. We are contacting hospitals, service providers, and we are getting license for this, and the project will be called New Life.
Sí, nos dice, thank you, nos dice Ahmed, que el proyecto se llama New Life, porque de lo que se trata precisamente es de eso, de poder facilitar una nueva vida a los niños, sobre todo de Palestina, a través de hacer una gran inversión. En este momento están trabajando y están, bueno, pues para conseguir el los permisos oportunos desde el gobierno y están trabajando pues eso, para contactar con distintos hospitales. Estoy segura que en el momento en el que las conversaciones avancen y en el momento que algo bueno, pues se pueda ir avanzando, pues él nos lo facilitará. Yo me voy a permitir facilitar su contacto por si alguien que está interesado, alguien de nuestra audiencia que está interesado, que desea ponerse en contacto con el señor Aguta. With your permission, and just by, you know, the long time friendship we have, I'm gonna allow myself to share your name, if you don't mind, to the people. So if anyone wants to contact you by the social network, they will be able to contact you and reach you and perhaps offer help, or perhaps either got any more questions or suggestions, perhaps we can start building that link for the new life of Palestinians, if you don't mind.
First of all, yes, please, it will be, I will be thankful for that. And our name, in we, because we have all the formalities in Turkey. In Turkey, we work under the Park International Services. Also, I can share with you the Park International Services Facebook link, maybe, and Instagram. And I would also ask you kindly if you can also, in the Spanish side, be part of it, and also can share also with us. People can refer to you, especially who, Spanish people who does not speak English, for example. Although I know the biggest amount of people in Spain speaks English, but also I would prefer that contact with you will be maybe easier for us.
Okay. Thank you.
If it's okay with you.
Thanks for your trust. Gracias. Sí, nos comunica el señor Aguta que nos va a facilitar el contacto con la organización de alguna manera que de alguna manera actúa como el paraguas, ¿no? De todo esto que se llama Park International Services Medical Tourism Company. Y bueno, pues a partir de ahí, cualquiera de ustedes que deseen hacer algún comentario, alguna sugerencia, facilitar ayuda, donaciones, alguna idea bien recibida, pues muy agradecidos por nuestra parte y entiendo que también por parte del señor Aguta también muy agradecidos. I understand everyone, there will be anyone who like to contact you. We are very pleased if anyone would like to contact you. And based on this situation, is there anything else that you'd like to say? ¿Hay algo más que quieras contarnos?
Yeah, I would like to thank you for this interview and for your good intentions. Actually, I have to say that our people really need all kinds of help. And we hope that as much as people can join this call for help, and even we can provide any kind of documents or all kind anything needed for anybody who need the documentation or anything who can help them to donate help. All kind of help is welcome. I know that we can make change, we can help, and I hope so, to do as much as possible. Actually, we need to first to ask for ceasefire, and we need to pray for all martyrs, and we need to give everything we can for the people who survived from this massacre. I am very thankful for your good intentions and for everybody who is listening for us and even felt like want to help. pray for us, pray for Gaza, pray for our children, because they need it. Thank you.
Thank you to you, Ahmed. Lesukran ala wajib. Is not anything to be thankful, but just is a duty. Nada que agradecer, es el deber de cualquier ser humano en estos momentos. Nos dice que se siente agradecido por la entrevista y por cualquier tipo de ayuda que le podamos facilitar. El tipo que sea, documentación, cualquier cosa puede ser bienvenida. Asesoramiento, ayuda, ayuda profesional, apoyo emocional. Lo fundamental en este momento es lograr el alto el fuego y nos pide encarecidamente que por favor recemos por aquellos muertos, los mártires, que recemos por aquellos que han sobrevivido y que muchísimas gracias por las intenciones. You are most welcome for having the time, and I hope to, you know, to talk to you again soon, and perhaps we can see some more progress on this project, how the thing has stopped, and how we progressing together, building peace. Yeah.
Sure.
Because
we already witnessed how Spanish people felt about our case. We saw the demonstrations in Madrid, in Barcelona, in many different Spanish cities, and we know that we are related somehow, and people is pushing in all possible way to end this war and to help those children. Actually, we do believe from our deep inside that helping people in need, it's helping ourselves more. Those people, that's right that they need help, but I always believe that we need to help those people more than their need for our help. Because changing or making change in their lives will affect our lives also. It's not only their lives. So it is the biggest chance for us that we need to take it. Firstly, because to do it for ourselves, because whenever we are helping them, we are helping ourselves more and more as a human. So this is our chance.
Thank you, Ahmed. So if you are okay for now, we can stop the interview for now. If that's okay with you, yes, and
yeah,
perhaps we can catch up in a different time, okay? So,
yeah, thank
thank you very much, and I hope to see you soon again.
Inshallah, thank you so much.
Muchas gracias, y esperamos que haya un progreso en las conversaciones, en la ayuda, y sobre todo que este progreso sea para distribuir, para trabajar a través de la paz. En este proyecto de New Life, Nueva Vida. Muchas gracias. Assalamu alaikum.